Oh, Newport as a town, well, it was doing well, even though, you know, the Tories were in governance, and you would have thought that, like, Newport would have been economically compromised by that. It was winning awards for the best kept town in Britain or in Wales. There was a sense of civic pride for a short time there, you know. It's kind of lost its identity, and once a city loses its identity, it loses its soul, and then it becomes like this desiccated and dead post-industrial town. I still see Newport as a town, even though it became a city. That's when Cardiff decided to dismantle the art scene in Newport and assimilate it into Cardiff. I'm not saying that there are many patterns there, but yeah, Newport was wonderful back then. It was wonderful. I'm not looking at this through rose-tinted glasses either. There was still a little chewing gum on the streets, but it wasn't as peppered with it as it is now. There wasn't broken glass. There wasn't a plague of drug addiction. There wasn't syringes littering the streets or empty tents sitting in the doorway of vacant shop units. All of the shops were open. All of the pubs were thriving. All roads led to Newport rather than all railway tracks leading to Cardiff. 88, it was vibrant. There was quite an energized, like, sort of subculture that rotated around the arts college student community, who were involved in all these other, like, activities, like, you know, throwing borderline illegal raves below, like, you know, the below pubs in Newport. The Carpenter's Arms in particular. There was a slaughterhouse downstairs, and there was this collective who used to put on raves and dance nights down there. I think the collective was called UFO. That was in 1991. But they all kind of developed around about that period, the late 80s, early 90s. It was a fascinating period, you know. You had, like, sort of, like, you know, gothic, you know, like, sort of folk horror rock units like Wicker Man doing their thing, and Dean Bettis with the Cowboy Killers. And I think the Abs were still in circulation at that time, and they were, like, at that time, John Peel's favourite band, you know. He worshipped the Abs, and understandably so. They were a brilliant band. Over a period of time, you know, things change, you know. Having a Labour council for a prolonged period of time has led to a political entropy. They made it very difficult for Johnny Zicolo to put on gigs for the last 10 years of his career before his death. The police were actively in operation opposite his venue in the hope that they could close it down, all because of some apocryphal stabbing event that tragically led to someone's death on their Clarence Place. It was just a case that they associated a subcultural, uncategorizable, and somewhat troubling phenomena like TJs as an enemy, and they were gunning for it from the late 80s onwards, I guess. The student population no longer exists in Newport, you know. The Welsh Assembly decided to absorb most of the art departments who were instrumental in creating the subculture that made Newport so fascinating from the mid-80s to the mid-90s. They dismantled it, took it apart, and absorbed it into Cardiff in an attempt to sustain the illusionary cultural hegemony that capital city has. I don't want to get into politics, but it has something to do with the Welsh Assembly and something to do about sustaining an illusion of Cardiff being an international city. Of course, no international city can exist without a thriving subculture. And they did their utmost and gradually succeeded in absorbing all of those creative artists who were sustaining the the scene in Newport.